Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, November 26th, and happy 46th birthday to DJ Khaled.
Another one.
I'm JP Edwards, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Representative Jasmine Clark has filed a bill about teaching consent in schools. Meanwhile, Representative Greg Kinnard has pre-filed a bill to help first responders get compensation for PTSD and psychological injuries. The Christmas Canteen returns to the Aurora this week. A missing child was allegedly murdered by her mother's domestic partner. A Lilburn woman won the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution's Conservation Award. And finally, Everton Blair will not seek re-election to the Gwinnett School Board. Plus, we'll hear from Gwinnett Daily Post sports editor Will Hammack.
It's kind of a tradition in Georgia high school football, practicing on Thanksgiving. It's something you know you've made it deep in the playoffs when you get to practice on Thanksgiving. Most teams have some sort of breakfast or lunch for the kids and do a little walkthrough practice on Thanksgiving Day. It's kind of a fun tradition, and a lot of the families know to stay in town for practice if your team's going to be that far in the playoffs. So.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. 978-ESOG9.
Consent is asking anyway.
Ask.
Just in case.
Because this affects us all.
State Representative Jasmine Clark of Lilburn has pre-filed legislation to make sure Georgia students are taught about consent during their sex education classes as a way to fight sexual assault. House Bill 857 would require Georgia to include consent curriculum in the sex education courses that are taught in schools across the state. The idea is that while students are in their sex education classes, the teachers would be required to teach them in age-appropriate manner what does and does not constitute sexual consent. The students, from kindergartners to ninth graders, would also learn how to be aware of and prevent sexual abuse and assault. In an announcement of the legislation, Representative Clark's office says she hopes the curriculum will help protect kids from sexual assault. HB 857 will be one of the pieces of legislation that the Georgia General Assembly will take up when it convenes for the 2022 regular legislative session. That session is scheduled to begin on January 10th. State Representative Greg Kinnard of Lawrenceville will push legislation in the 2022 legislative session to address mental and behavioral health needs of Georgia's first responders. Representative Kinnard pre-filed a bill last week to ensure first responders, such as police and firefighters, can get workers' compensation coverage for post-traumatic stress disorder and other psychological injuries that they suffer from as a result of the stresses from their jobs. The bill is expected to be assigned to the House Industry and Labor Committee. Representative Kinnard is currently asking residents and supporters of the legislation to contact committee members and ask for a hearing to be held for the bill. The Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville is ringing in the holiday season with Gwinnett's longest-running theatrical holiday tradition, Christmas Canteen, which features a collection of songs, comedy, sketches, and dancing from November 26th to December 23rd. Christmas Canteen, which is geared for an audience of all ages, will take the stage as the inaugural production of the Aurora Theater's Lawrenceville Arts Center Grand Theater on Thursdays to Sundays at 8 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. Tickets start at $25. The show is overseen by music director Ann Carol Pence, the theater's associate producer and co-founder who has been involved with Christmas Canteen since its premiere in 1996. Aurora Theater is also bringing back its annual Festival of Trees, which is geared toward helping the less fortunate. The festival will feature an event record of more than 40 trees, which will line the halls of the Lawrenceville Arts Center. The trees have been decorated by local businesses and patrons, and the community will vote which one they like best by placing a new unwrapped toy or non-perishable grocery item underneath it. The body of an autistic 8-year-old who had been missing since Sunday was found in DeKalb County on Tuesday morning. Her mother now faces a concealing the death of another charge, while the mother's domestic partner faces a felony murder charge. The cause of the child's death is not yet being disclosed by police, but the chief of police said her body was found in a wooded area near Stone Mountain Park. 29-year-old Celeste Owens is set to be charged with felony murder, and 27-year-old Brittany Hall, who was the child's mother, is set to be charged with concealing the death of another person. Both women had already been charged with several counts of cruelty to children because of cases of abuse that police discovered during the course of their investigation. Brittany Hall also faces a charge of filing a false report for reporting her daughter missing. It is not yet clear how long the child's body had been at the site where it was found, or whether she was killed there or died elsewhere and her body was just dumped at the site.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh?
100% probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Clean screen trained and timely.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leak.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe. You
can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're rsandrews.com.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com. Sarah Carter Roberts was recently honored for her work at the Atlanta History Center with the National DAR Conservation Award. The Lilburn resident received the award from the Philadelphia Wynn chapter of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Ms. Roberts was nominated for the many diverse projects implemented or enhanced during her tenure at the Atlanta History Center. Ms. Roberts is the Vice President of Goizueta Gardens and Living Collections. Goizueta Gardens preserves native and historical landscapes and uses the landscape to tell the stories of the region's unique horticultural and agricultural history, and is a 33-acre public garden that includes period gardens around historic Smith Farm and Swan House, and gardens dedicated to Georgia's native plants, and those that highlight ornamental plants from other regions that are characteristic of the southern landscape. It's located at the Atlanta History Center on West Paces Ferry Road in Atlanta. Miss Roberts' interest in gardening and improving the environment began when she was a child, gardening alongside parents and grandparents. She has spent most of her life in Gwinnett County and is a graduate of Parkview High School with a horticultural degree from Berry College. Her gardening experiences prior to returning home to Georgia included time abroad at the University of Reading UK Garden Design School and the Dorney Court Blooms of Bressingham, and 5 years as the curator of herbaceous plants and outdoor gardens at the New York Botanical Garden. Those experiences with public gardens came into play as she and her team elevated the established landscaping of the AHC into a public garden that has become a destination in its own right. Congratulations, Sarah. Gwinnett County School Board Chairman Everton Blair shook up next year's election cycle by announcing he will not seek a second term in office. Chairman Blair, who is the first black person ever elected to the county school board, is nearing the end of what will now be his only term in office and had been due to be up for re-election next year. Now the race for his seat becomes wide open. Chairman Blair's announcement comes a week after the brakes were pulled on a surprise legislative effort to make school board elections nonpartisan and redraw school board district lines without any input from the board or Gwinnett County Public Schools. Had that effort made its way through the legislative process, and that still could happen during the 2022 legislative session, it appeared that Everton Blair and fellow board member Therese Johnson might be drawn into the same board district. During his time on the school board, Chairman Blair has worked with his colleagues on addressing the COVID-19 pandemic, which hit GCPS a little over a year into his term, and was one of 3 board members who voted to terminate former Superintendent J. Alvin Wilbanks' employment contract 11 months early. And now we're joined on the podcast by Gwinnett Daily Post sports editor Will Hammond.
It is postseason football time. Tell me about what happened last week in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of good games. I think the in-county game in 7A between Brookwood and North Gwinnett, people were looking at that one as a big one. Brookwood pulled it out 17-14. North took a lead there and had control for a lot of that game. And so kudos to North on a big battle there. But Brookwood survived and advanced, moved on. Not as much drama in the Collinsville-Mill Creek games. Collinsville destroyed Pebblebrook 48-0. And Mill Creek went over to McEachern and scored 52. McEachern to win that one. And Grayson had a pretty convincing victory over Denmark, a region champion over there. So those big winners in 7A. Down at 6A, we had a couple teams advance. Dekula went down to Brunswick on a road trip and won 29-21, also knocking off a region champion. And Buford, the juggernaut Buford, kept rolling. They destroyed Lovejoy in their matchup in the second round. And had some teams in their season. Archer lost to Walton. Norcross lost to Lowndes in a heartbreaking one-point game. Lowndes scored there at the end to win. And Shiloh lost to Hughes, and then Wesleyan lost to Calvary Day. So still good playoff runs out of those teams, and we're looking ahead to the next round.
And then, so the next round, that's tonight, Friday night, and is this the quarterfinals? Is that what that is?
Yeah, this is the quarterfinal round. There's still have six games, or six teams and six games rolling. I think down in 6A, one of the big games, maybe the biggest game in the state this week, is Buford playing at Lee County. It's a rematch of last year's state championship game that Buford won in overtime. It was quite a battle. I expect it to be the battle this time. It's the first time they played each other down at Lee County. I'm sure it's a tough atmosphere down there to play in for Buford. So it's going to be a war, a very physical game, and it's a shame these two teams have to play in the quarterfinals because it's a state championship worthy matchup. The way it worked out, Johns Creek's kind of on a run of upsets. So Dekula actually is a number two seed, gets a home game in the quarterfinals. So Dekula gets to play Johns Creek and with a chance to go to the Final Four. So great opportunity for the Falcons to play at home and move on. And looking at the 7A level, I think the Walton-Brookwood matchup, Brookwood's hosting Walton, that's a very interesting game. I think it's going to be a battle there. Same can be said for Mill Creek at Milton. I think that's a very tough battle for Mill Creek to go over there and hopefully knock off Milton and get to the Final Four. Grayson hits the road to play at Roswell. Roswell's kind of hot right now, pulled out a thriller last week. And then Grayson, of course, still trying to defend their state championship from last season. And the last 7A game we have this week, Collinsville is playing at Lowndes. So both those teams are region champions. Collinsville was on the wrong side of the coin flip. So they have to make the long drive for a game on Friday down to Lowndes. So hopefully they'll be able to come back with a victory.
And how do the teams with the players and the coaches and everything, how do they do since it's Thanksgiving weekend? It seems like an odd time to be playing a game, but we got to get them in. So yeah. How does that affect them?
Yeah, there's not much travel. I think the kids and the parents of the kids understand that going into the season, that if you play on one of these teams, it's annual in the playoffs. And actually, that's kind of a tradition in Georgia high school football. Practicing on Thanksgiving is something you've made it deep in the playoffs when you get to practice on Thanksgiving. Most teams have some sort of breakfast or lunch for the kids and do a little walkthrough practice on Thanksgiving Day. It's kind of a fun tradition, and a lot of the families know to stay in town for practice if your team's going to be that far in the playoffs. So it's a fun tradition here in Georgia, and something the coaches always point to as kind of a goal to be able to practice on Thanksgiving.
And now one of the local Gwinnett County coaches has hit a milestone. Please tell me the details.
Yeah, Corey Kaysen, he's the only coach in Discovery boys basketball history. He started the program back in 2015. He had 100 wins this week. He's done a great job building that program up. He came over as an assistant from Norcross and kind of built Discovery from the ground up, and it's been one of the better basketball programs around in Gwinnett. So congratulations on Corey hitting that 100-win milestone.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, I always appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years, I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.